Chapter 3. The Solution. Henry David Thoreau once wrote, "There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root." This book is dedicated to striking at the root of the significant problems we face. We started with the pain. Then we explored the underlying problem, one that has personal roots and that involves a deeply embedded paradigm and set of traditions in the workplace. Now let's set the context for the solution and give an overview of how it will be unfolded in the remainder of the book. I've worked with organizations around the world for over 40 years and have been a student of the findings of the great minds who have studied organizations. Most of the great cultural shifts, ones that have built great organizations that sustain long-term growth, prosperity, and contribution to the world, started with the choice of one person. Sometimes that one person was the formal leader, the CEO or president. Very often it started with someone else, a professional, a line manager, someone's assistant. Regardless of their position, these people first change themselves from the inside out. Their character, competence, initiative, and positive energy, in short, their moral authority, inspired and lifted others. They possessed an anchored sense of identity. They discovered their strengths and talents, their voice, and used them to meet needs and produce results. People noticed. They were given more responsibility. They magnified the new responsibility and again produced results. More and more people sat up and noticed. Top people wanted to learn of their ideas, how they accomplished so much. Little by little, the culture was drawn to their vision and to them. People like this just don't get sucked into or pulled down for long by all of the negative, demoralizing, insulting forces in the organization. Interestingly, their organizations are no better than most organizations. In fact, to some degree, all organizations are a mess. These people just realize that they just can't wait for their boss or for the organization to change. They become an island of excellence in a sea of mediocrity, and it's contagious. Where does a person get such internal strength to swim against the current and to withstand negative cultural provocations, to subordinate selfish interests, and develop and sustain such vision and determination? They learn of their true nature and gifts. They use them to develop a vision of great things they want to accomplish. With wisdom, they take initiative and cultivate great understanding of the needs and opportunities around them. They meet those needs that match their unique talents, that tap their highest motivations, and that make a difference. In short, they find and use their voice. They create their voice. They serve and inspire others. They apply principles that govern growth and prosperity in human beings and in organizations, principles that draw the highest and best from a whole person, body, mind, heart, and spirit. Equally significant, they also choose to influence and inspire others to find their voice through these principles as well. This two-part solution, find your voice and inspire others to find theirs, is a roadmap for individuals at any level of an organization to maximize their fulfillment and influence, to become an irreplaceable contributor, and to inspire their team and the broader organization to do the same. Accordingly, the rest of the book is organized into two main sections which embody the eighth habit. The first section, find your voice. The second section, inspire others to find their voice. Let's briefly introduce each, and this will give you an overview. The poet Robert Frost wrote, "Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all of the difference." Listen again. to this well-quoted statement. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all of the difference. Everyone chooses one of two roads in life, whether they're young or old, the rich or poor, men and women alike. One of these roads is the broad, well-traveled road to mediocrity, the other road to greatness and meaning. The range of possibilities that exist within each of these two dimensions is as wide as the diversity of gifts and personalities in the human family. But the contrast between the two destinations is as the night is to the day. In reality, there's a continuum of roads, not just an either-or. So as you listen, try to discern where on this continuum your road might be. The road to mediocrity straitjackets human potential. The road to greatness unleashes and realizes human potential. The path to mediocrity is the quick fix, shortcut approach to life. The path to greatness is a process of sequential growth from the inside out. Travelers on the lower path to mediocrity live out the cultural software of ego, indulgence, scarcity, comparison, competitiveness, and victimism. Travelers on the upper road to greatness rise above negative cultural influences and choose to become the creative force of their lives. One word expresses the pathway to greatness. Voice. Those on this path find or create their voice and inspire or enable others to find and create theirs. The rest never do.